Pauly and Decker in the Tuesday edition of the Daily Buzz. Easter is this Sunday, and you might have to scrounge up some extra coin for those chocolate eggs. Money nerds have figured out this year's Easter baskets could cost you double what they did last year. It's because the price of raw cocoa has multiplied, and it's not like Hershey's, Cadbury, or the other chocolate makers are going to swallow that cost. It explains why Easter chocolate sales aren't exactly hopping this year. If you're expecting to get a raise at work this year, don't hold your breath. A new survey of human resource employees shows that companies are expected to give out 4.5% raises this year, which is down from 2023. It never hurts to ask for one, but experts say don't talk about inflation in your pitch. It doesn't help you stand out. About 79% of companies plan to give raises, which is the lowest number in 4 years. A lot of companies still fighting on the backside of COVID. Forget rage rooms and ranting when you're angry. Ohio State researchers finding screaming when you're upset does not help calm you down. Instead, you should just breathe. According to researchers, these methods are more effective in calming you down than yelling. Deep breathing, mindfulness, meditation, yoga, and counting to 10. And this is interesting. Researchers say going for a run doesn't help when you're upset. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. The Daily Buzz. Daily Buzz Part 2, How Old is Too Old? Presidential election has put so much emphasis on the age of the candidates. But according to a new poll, the majority of Americans, 60%, say they actually have no problem with someone being in their 80s serving as president. However, the same cannot be said for the octogenarians in other professions. USA Today poll found 62% are not comfortable with someone in their 80s performing surgery. 60% said they don't want an 80-year-old airline pilot. And 55% don't want a school bus driver in their 80s. Do you get frustrated when shopping online? You can blame Amazon. Word out that almost 90% of us are unhappy with their online shopping experience, whether it's product quality, shipping speed, or customer service. Retail experts call it the Amazon effect, since they spoiled us with their quick and free shipping. So now we expect the same thing from all our online shopping. Well played, Bezos. Well played. This is funny. Somebody returned a book about psychedelics to a library in Colorado almost 37 years late. But it came with a great note stuffed inside. It said, "Sorry so late. It's been a long, strange trip." The public library in Greeley, just outside of Denver, said the book was due back May 30th, 1987. Knucklehead news out of Florida, where a woman really brought the heat to the heat last week when she was apprehended by cops, then set their patrol car on fire. Okay, one more. Guy in Texas, running for president, after officially changing his name to literally anybody else. First name literally, middle name anybody, and his last name else. Apparently filed the necessary paperwork with the Federal Election Commission, and he's currently trying to get on the Texas ballot as an independent. Says his campaign is less about winning, more about sending a message. Quote, "People should have the option to vote for somebody who resembles and represents them, not the lesser of two evils." The Daily Buzz. Paul at Midwest Family, SWMI, my email address. Send me things to buzz about. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery. Today a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.